Chile and the Champ with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. I am your host, the Chile, along with none other than
People's Champ, baby.
Along with Goo over there doing business. What's up, Goo?
Yo, my apologies, sir. I'm trying to book some shows.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. While you do that, let me go on and bless the show right now. It's the Thanksgiving edition of this show right here.
Yeah.
You know what? We got to do it right, and we got to start on right. Hope I don't break a nail, but...
The People's Champ here.
Man, you know what, man? Make sure y'all get that People's Champ because it's only available till the end of the month because it's a seasonal beer.
Yes, sir.
So you can get it at any Kroger, Specs, HEB, any corner store. Just ask for it if they don't have it. Eighth Wonder Brewery, of course. What's up, Eighth Wonder? You know.
I do.
So, you know, make sure y'all get it, especially right now around the Thanksgiving season. You know, you're going to be with family and everything. You can introduce them to it, you know. It tastes so good.
Yes. Shout out to all the beer drinkers out there supporting that Eighth Wonder Brewery, that People's Champ beer. Excuse me. Also, if you're not a beer drinker, it's a great beer to have on deck. For the guests who are beer drinkers, you know, a lot of beer drinkers come through, you know, and they're like, "Man, you ain't got no beer? Yep, got some Eighth Wonder for you. Got that People's Champ, and they love it." So.
Hell yeah, man! That's how it's always been, man. You know what? Man, big weekend this past weekend here in H-Town, man. A lot of things went. First of all, man, we want to say shout out to the Houston Texans, man.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What they doing? Seven games in a row that they've won. Man, they ended up tying the New York Giants from 1923, if I'm correct. It was the last team to start the season 0-3 and went and came back and win seven in a row. Yeah. So it was a tough game against Washington, man. Ooh, prayers up to Alex Smith, though, man. Did you watch that injury?
I did. I saw that, man. Oh, wait.
Man, that was a nasty, nasty injury, man. And they were saying it was actually, I don't know if it was 30 years to the date or 33 years to the date that Joe Theismann had the same injury.
On the same field. On the same day.
And the crazy thing is they said they had the same outcome, like the same score. It was the same score.
Mm.
As it was when Joe Theismann broke his leg, is the same score as this one.
Let me ask you that. Who was the opposing team that won back at 30 years ago?
The Giants.
Was it?
Did they go on to win the Super Bowl that year?
You're reaching.
No.
Damn.
No, come on, man. Well, we're thinking game by game, man.
We take inch by step by step. Right?
The what?
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, he was against Lawrence Taylor, man. Mr. I don't do cocaine, Lawrence Taylor.
I had to go take off my shirt because I didn't want to be going into the doctor's office. And they looking at me crazy.
Smelling like beer.
Smelling like.
Yeah, blame it on the beer.
Yeah. Yep,
well, that's what happens when, you know, Texans win. We got to do celebratory chugs. You know, we got to chug the beer, shotgun the beer, here and there.
Yes, sir.
But we can do that because we got Uber drivers because we're doing it responsibly.
Yep, responsibly. Hello.
So, man, what y'all think of the game yesterday, the Texans game, man?
Man, you know what? You know what? It's funny. Sometimes when I be out and about, like.
Okay, Paul didn't watch the game, so he's about to tell some bullshit.
It was my daughter's birthday, man. It was Noel's birthday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was a birthday party. A birthday was last
week. Well, you used that excuse last week.
Yeah, no, I know. I had to say it was an actual party now. But still, I'm there, man. I'm getting my updates through y'all sending me the highlights. Like, oh, did you see this? You see that? I'm like, oh, I'm glad y'all give me the updates.
I didn't watch the game, man.
You didn't watch it?
I did. I watched it. Actually, I was asleep because we had a long day. We had the Travis Scott.
Yeah, and then y'all went
to
catch
a Amarillo.
Amarillo by morning.
Then we had to catch an
early morning flight that got delayed by
back home,
2 hours.
So we was at the airport.
So that's what they call the red eye flights, right?
No, red eye is at night.
Oh, red eye is like the midnight.
Red eye like
1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 a.m.
We caught like it was like a 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock.
Really, the only city I think that has a red eye is probably L.A.
L.A. and New York.
New York, yeah.
Maybe San Francisco. I think they have some too.
Well, yeah, on the west or east coast.
Yeah, but that's it. It,
but so I got so I woke up and we were up 3-0 and I got to see the drive where Watson hit Hopkins on the sideline.
Yeah,
but Hopkins got some hands, bro.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, man, it was a good, exciting game.
I'm gonna tell you this: I was truly disappointed in Hopkins' play. In Watson's decision making, man. Like
he was getting frustrated. You can tell. You can tell he was getting frustrated.
Man, you know it. It's two things. I want to blame Deshaun. Because those are his mistakes, lobbing the ball. But, man, he's getting killed. But we only had, five offensive linemen?
So we had.
Because they were hurt?
Because we only carry one extra lineman.
And then the guy got hurt.
He got hurt. And then we put, Nansen.
Oh, no, no. Okay, no, that was the fifth linebacker. Because they said, the fifth lineman.
Yeah.
Because they said if one more lineman gets hurt, they're going to have to
put a tight end. So they said, because going into halftime, we only had five offensive linemen. So if any lineman would have got hurt, we were screwed.
Bro, let me tell you, showed.
Let's get Dwayne Brown on the phone, man.
Well, see, that's not the thing. Now we need somebody that can play guard and tackle, that can play both positions because we're running. Man. So because we're running so low, which they got some linemen on the practice squad that are going to have to move up.
This was Watson
from
like games 1, 2, and 3. This is Watson with 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't but then too, we got to understand they were coming off a bye.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I think he's still kind of a rookie. You know what I'm saying? So it's still a lot.
I wouldn't call him no rookie no more because he didn't have enough game under his belt. He got more than the.
Technically, it's his first season because he got
hurt. First full season.
You know,
first full season.
But, you know,
but
he's still
like
young
saying,
making those rookie
like
mistakes.
That's like saying Mahomes, so you can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what everybody was saying about Dak Prescott the first year. And look at the second, third, and fourth year.
No,
now everybody's like,
this is his first year. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so.
And Prescott, you know, the last two games, I'm not a fan, but the last two games, they won because of him. You know what I'm saying? So he's kind of, they all go through that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something, man. We got two sorry-ass kickers, bro.
Man.
Very inconsistent.
Man, that dude needs to be
man,
let
the
go.
Punter. First of all, the punter is trash. I cannot believe
they let old boy go. Leckler was good
for
man.
That piece of shit.
Yeah, no disrespect, but you suck, bro.
Yeah,
totally.
Man, I mean, if I see
no disrespect, but you whack.
Hey, man, if I see you on the street, I'm gonna say, hey, how you doing? But
hey, nice to meet you.
But
hey,
here on the podcast, suck. You shit.
Like, hey, man, let me ask you a question, man, bro. Oh, are you that trash all the time? Is it what is it that gets to you, man? Is it?
Well, they did in his defense, supposedly the kicker. The field goal kicker was coming from an injury. He had a leg injury.
Well,
he
don't need to be out there. He made a 50-some yarder. He's missed three.
Yeah, he missed two. Two that counted.
He missed two that
could have gone because we needed.
No, but what I'm saying, last week he missed the extra point. We almost lost.
Yeah.
Instead of having a tie game.
Well, last week or the week before, you mean?
I'm sorry, the week before. Yeah. Like, but before the bye. The game we won, we were only up by two. We should have been up by three. You know, the worst they could have done was ending a tie.
Well, you know where
we almost could have lost.
I'm kind of like scared about the Texans is that if we don't go up, like if we don't score in the first two quarters, then we're going to lose because they're not a third and fourth quarter game team.
Yeah, we're first half.
Like you saw the Washington scored three touchdowns in one quarter.
Watts.
Yeah.
He back.
Let me tell you something. I was always a Watts fan. I can't say I never wrote him off, but I definitely
I wasn't arguing.
When people said, man, Watts sorry, they need to trade him, he trash.
No.
I wasn't defending him. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm like, he.
I wasn't like, he trash, you know, I'll tell
you if a motherfucker trash. Yeah,
I was just worried about his injury. About his injury, about his back and everything.
Yeah, but he can't. That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's
why
I was.
Too.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't know when you know he had a slow start.
I never questioned his heart or anything. It's just the type of injury he was coming back from.
We got dumbass play callers, bro. We get some dumb play callers. We trying to run the clock out, and you sitting there throwing a first down. On first down, you throwing a pass.
Like the thing that bothered me is why they're not using Thomas. You know,
bro,
they weren't using him that much.
They didn't throw, and then the one time they did throw to him, it was a man. That motherfucker.
It was like out of somewhere else.
Yeah, it was like 10 yards out of bounds. Yeah. He didn't even get a chance to make a play. But did he have any catches? I don't think he had a catch. Right.
I think he might have had one.
I know he's got to be like, bro, I ain't come here for this shit. Because it's back. I know he's feeling like he's back in Denver. Got to be.
Nah, but it's winning.
It don't matter
different.
Now. But, bro, he's not. Those type of guys,
they
don't give a shit about winning. They want to be a part of the team.
Man, we'll see what happens because we got, who do we have this week in Tennessee and Monday Night Football?
Let's
Monday.
Get it.
Is it Tennessee?
Yeah, next Monday. Okay. Monday Night Football.
Is it here?
Yes, it's here.
It's here. Yeah,
it's here. The next three games are here. We got the Tennessee, then the Browns, and then the Colts.
Colts is going to be.
Andrew Luck starting to look good right now.
When we beat them, was Coach playing?
But he was still kind of. He's still kind of like coming back from injury. So you know, but you know, we'll see what's up, man. Hey, let's get to this H-Town Astroworld Fest that Travis Scott threw, man. Yeah. Big shout out to the homie Travis Scott, man, putting on for the city, doing good. I was looking at the Instagram and then I saw how people were like fucking rushing to get in, stomping all over people and shit.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. It was like another level type of crazy that we don't usually see here for H-Town artists.
Yeah.
So, man, it was real dope to see that. from a fan perspective, to be a part of it, from an artist perspective, you know, just all of it, just culturally, to see the other different parts of our city that were highlighted throughout the festival, whether it was the Screw Shop or Johnny selling grills or Frenchies being out there. Frenchies was out there. They had
Frenchies, Wingstop, Wingstop, Torchies, Tacos.
Yep, Torchies. Exotic just Pop was there. Shout out to Exotic Pop. Shout out to, and these are just the, off the top who I can think of. There were several other people, businesses vendors that were, stuff, vendors that were like Houston based.
There was a blogger that wrote, I'm going to find a story and I'll send it to you guys. Wrote about the Houston culture and they gave a different perspective. I don't want to say what perspective they gave.
That, was it a good or bad?
You know, it wasn't. It's their perspective, so it wasn't good nor bad. It was just kind of saying like,
I just got this free ticket, so I'm gonna go in.
No. Just get a perspective of like kind of like on a Beyonce level. You know how when Beyonce hit that top part, then she came back, but it wasn't until then. That's the same thing with like the Beto thing, right? They were saying if Beyonce would have gotten
behind Beto before,
he could have legit won. Like, but she posted an hour before the results were going to be released.
Yeah.
So it was like, damn, bro, is this, you know.
She's too busy counting her millions, though.
It was just the same thing. And it wasn't, like, so I didn't take a negative, like, any negative out of it. I didn't take anything positive. It just gave another hindsight, like.
Like we should have like did this 5-10 years ago kind of thing? Or
like the artist should, like,
the artist. Yeah.
Like, they basically were saying if this artist wasn't, would the artist embrace Houston earlier on, right? Kind of type thing. But in the same sense, would Houston embrace that artist or that artist early on? You see what I'm saying? So it was like,
they basically were saying that if Travis would have, when he was first coming out, would have been screwed up. Houston. Yeah, yeah.
And then it said, right. So it gave that perspective, but then it came back and said, well,
if he would have did that,
didn't Houston embrace Travis early
on? Right, exactly.
So it was a hell of a, so it wasn't negative. It wasn't, so it
was like devil's advocate.
It gave pros and cons on both sides, but it just made you think like, damn, that's true. Like,
but I'm going to tell you, why? Because Houston people don't support the artists when they're coming up.
When they're local, right?
They only support them when they're already made it.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line of Houston artists, like Houston fans. We're like, yeah, you cool. We see you at the club all the time, but you know, I'm not feeling your music. Mm-hmm. But yet, let them get on a JC track or something like that. Because I think he got famous like by Kanye tracks, right?
Right.
He was producing for Kanye. Right. And that's how people started getting to know him.
But I think what they were saying, yeah, like they told a story in there of his upcoming, how he went to Elkins High School. I'm going to tell you, I had never heard, I think Paul told me about Travis Scott.
Yeah,
The first time I heard some shit, I ain't even like him. I didn't like his music.
You know what?
And then I liked that, what the fuck song was that?
Goosebumps,
don't you open
maybe
up the window? That Goosebumps? Oh, yeah,
yeah.
That Goosebumps?
No, that's a different one.
Oh, like the window song?
The antidote.
Oh, the antidote. I didn't know it was
I think
him.
He was throwing hints right now, Paul, to open up the window because he wants to let your antidote out.
No, whatever. Like, so the antidote, that's when I was like, oh, shit. And then my nephew was like, oh, Travis Scott. So I was just like, damn, but I'm wondering, here's the thing. And this is for all the Houston artists. This is for all the fans who, there's a lot of people that complain about Houston.
Yeah.
And complain about people coming out here and stealing our style. People
I'm
doing
complaining
this
the fact that you're taking
that
forever to say this out and I'm already finishing my people's champ beer.
Come on, man. Listen, can we have a serious conversation here today?
I am. Go ahead.
Okay. I forgot what the fuck I was going
to
say.
Today, Junior.
You fuck it up.
You were talking about.
To all the fans, or other artists out there about, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever we do a H-Town show, why that motherfucker's not sold out, right? Yeah. But let Drake or any artist from out of town come, y'all lining up hours ahead of time. So we really, like you said, we really don't support. Yeah. So we can blame nobody but ourselves,
right,
including these artists. If you're an upcoming artist and you're saying nobody gives us a chance, they're only fucking with the old school people. Well, damn, why are you not supporting? Yeah. If you don't support, and here's the thing that kills me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm Houston to the death. So I hate to see an artist that complains and then got on a fucking, is a LeBron fan, a Laker. Well, yeah. You don't support home, why should we support you? Why should the fans in Houston support you?
I clown on artists that do that. Because, you know, there's a couple H-Town artists that I mess with just to bust their balls because no homo. Just because they claim,
you know, you can't say no homo no more. On a side note, you know, no, the phrase no homo pause is considered hate speech.
It oh,
is
it? Yeah. Yep. No homo.
Okay, no homosexual.
No.
That's not a hate.
Okay, you what? Try that shit when you get. You will get on radio.
They find, and what's his no name?
They find people for that?
They find, what's his name?
Well, you can't say that shit. Let me tell you something. You can talk about all these organizations. The strongest
organization
is the LGBTQ. Yeah, you got to say Q.
You got to add the Q now, too?
You got to add the Q. If you don't add the Q, you that's disrespectful.
Did y'all see that thing about the immigrants, the caravan? So no. They were in the caravan. There were a couple gays that were.
There's a LGBT, yeah. Exactly.
Well, when I say gays, I don't mean it in the derogatory way.
Yeah, see, this right here is a learning experience for all of us because most people don't know that.
So okay, so there were some members of the caravan that were LGBTQ. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, members, not
know
members,
what the Q
but
stands for, right?
Quality or equality or no?
No queer.
The fuck.
Queer.
Isn't that a bad term?
I thought it was a derogatory, but it's not. Queer is actually another form of
I don't know, man. Yeah. Anyways, man, he was happy. We're just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Happy. So tell about the caravan.
So,
the caravan coming from?
From Honduras or Costa Rica, one of those. The immigrants coming. Well, they were mistreating those members because they were like, they weren't feeding them or anything because, you know, they were LGBTQ. And then the LGBTQ community in the United States found out about it. You know what they did?
They probably went.
They rented a bus.
For them?
Yeah, they rented a bus for the LGBTQ members there.
Bro.
They got them all the way to the border, and they rented a house for them here in the U.S.
I believe it, bro.
And I tell you what, I bet you those members are the ones that are going to get their papers fixed before anybody else.
Right, because they're going to have
because they got power and everything, you know.
They have that support, man. And, I mean, it's a...
And everybody that is applying here...
It's because of that, that the community is so strong, because they are treated differently. They are treated...
I agree with that.
A lot of times they're treated unfairly. A lot of times people look. Now, I will say this. It's more accepted. I see it more now.
Accepted here in the U.S.
More now than ever before.
Especially in a Hispanic country.
Any other time before or any other place before?
Than any other time before.
Right. In this day and age.
In any other place in time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because like.
I mean, you go to like any other country.
Bro,
like,
when I went to school.
They looked down on me when I went to Guatemala to visit my family because I had tattoos and piercings. When they see that, they automatically think you're like a gang member.
Bro, this chick I knew was a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have sex or nothing before, right? Like before you're married or whatever. And if you do, they take you and you stand before the congregation, the church.
Yeah.
And you have to tell them what you did. And then it's, I don't know, then they can kick you out. I think they might take like some kind of vote, but the elders or whoever of the church, you have to, man, I'm like, hell no. Like,
man, that's
boy,
crazy.
That's crazy.
But you know, so anyways, we were back to the Houston people. If we would support the artists and the artists when they were doing the H-Town shows.
Yeah, because that's why
the people,
I mean, because let's be honest, even Paul, I think the first people to support Paul was what, Dallas? Let's just be honest.
Yeah, Dallas showed a lot of love. Houston, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in the Swisher House, of course, Houston was a screwed up click city. So coming up, it was like, man, we didn't get love. We got love on the north side or our neighborhood, but from the overall city or even just doing sold out shows type of thing,
yeah,
man, it was not till we got love from Dallas. Dallas embraced us off top. When I went to Dallas, we got major love from day one, and it was real love. So it's eventually spread due to people coming from Dallas to come to college down here, U of H, TSU, Prairie View, Rice, whatever, or just people from here going up there, or just in general, just it kind of spread a little bit through that. And that's where really we started getting love down here eventually from that. And then, of course, when we went mainstream, when you mainstream, look like that, but for
right,
sure.
Right, and that's the sad thing about it, man. It's like, I hate, like, and I don't know, and I'm sure it's just not a Houston thing, right? Like it does. It's just like fans, it not only happens.
Yeah, I think this is everywhere. Here, you gotta leave your place. You get embraced elsewhere before you get embraced in your.
Well,
own
you know who
time.
Told me that, and this was
radio wise anyway. At least
yeah,
like and everything sure. though. But it was a rapper that I met when I was bouncing at T-Town. I don't know if y'all remember Gemini, Big Gemini.
Yep. What's up, Gemini?
Oh, the Mexican dude.
Yeah, big dude. I didn't think he was Mexican. I thought he was black at first when he came out with the anthem. And, you know, it was a dope song, man. And, you know, but only Party 104.9 was playing them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the other hip-hop stations weren't playing. And so, well, he told me, he said, you know, the number one thing I learned, you got to leave your city if you want to make it.
For sure.
Because in your city, people are not going to support you. But other people outside of your city will give you an opportunity. Because, you know, they'll be like, oh, he's from Houston, but he's out here. He must be doing something if he's out here touring.
But,
you know?
Man, I think, and, you know, I think that's just because it's like, if they can, man, I'm just assuming, maybe it's because they can see you.
Yeah, they can, they see you all the time, so they don't appreciate you.
It's just like, well, whatever. And even your mute, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know, it's crazy. But needless to say,
it was a good show.
The Travis Scott thing was, it was super dope.
I heard that they sold out, they sold out tickets without a lineup being announced.
Yeah, with no lineup.
Oh, yeah, no, there was no
lineup. That is dope.
The lineup got announced the day of. But Travis could do 40,000 himself, so that wasn't like a big, that wasn't shocking to me.
Yeah, but you're going
to
go spend how much was like the regular at?
150?
A ticket to get in.
I think they started off at 80.
So would you want to spend $80 for a lineup that you didn't know was going to be?
No, you're not spending it for the lineup.
You're just spending it for Travis, but you don't know if it's going to be.
Not only for Travis, because it was the whole Astroworld type thing. Yeah, it was like, it was more to do. They had rides, games. Yeah.
But see now, so would you say now that Travis Scott is a movement from what he did?
I think he was a movement before he came. I just think he's coming here.
It's certified a movement now.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I think what it really did, I think it put it in perspective for us, even though I include myself in that, even though I seen it before that and I was fully aware of it. I think a lot of Houstonians weren't really aware of his largeness, like how big he is, his profile. We don't realize, okay, and I'm not only saying this because it's part of it, but him having a baby with Kylie, you know, how huge that makes him. But even separate from that, his musically, like what he does, because she's not in there pressing the buttons on him when he's producing. She's not in there writing his rhymes as far as I know. So I'm just saying, like, I'm only just including that I'm not trying to say that's why he big. But even with his music, it's like, bro, all the type of songs he got with other people, and he could fully, like, he got real hits. He could go up there that even sometimes we might not be aware of that. Oh, damn, I forgot about that song, them type of songs. Well, he could have been up there for a couple hours doing a show, just solo himself. So I think him coming here, doing it on this type of level, it really put it into perspective for us as Houstonians who might not have fully embraced him at first. Like, for the ones who didn't support and embrace him at first, oh, they all in now. Everybody all in now. Look, Travis Scott, he's all of our big homie now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ain't nobody from Houston done it on his level.
You talking about the rappers?
Yeah, for sure for rappers. He all our big homie. He surpassed everybody that was here. He got more platinum records. Name an artist who got more platinum records than him.
He can't be your big homie, because y'all still the big homie.
Listen to what I'm saying, though.
Like, what he's saying,
by statistical measures, the only reason why we might be a big homie is because we did something before him or paved the way for him. But, like, I'm talking about by statistical measures, there's not been another artist who has been platinum this many times, has this many hits.
No, Beyonce? Okay. Well, you use
no. Okay. I mean, rappers. No, wise.
Rapper.
Okay. I'm just.
We all got different type of notches on our belt that make. Because I got things that other people don't have. What'd you say?
I'm talking about using the word big homie. I don't use it. Big homie would be my people in the hood.
But
I'm not gonna call.
I think he's like one of the boys now, because, you know, at first he was a fan of the OGs.
Now he's
he was a fan of the OGs, but now, doing what he did makes him an OG.
I don't use the term big homie either. I don't little homie, big homie. I don't little homie nobody. Big homie, I might big bro somebody just out of respect type of thing, but I don't
just explain that, because when you said that, I think some people are going to take it. They have different meanings.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, where Travis is at now, like, I've been down with him since he was in high school, before he was Travis Scott. I knew him through my boy Anthony, my boy Tony. What's up, Tony? Shout out James Loney, the whole squad. But anyway, so my boy, I've been on him for a long time, supporting him, been watching his movement for a long time, been a fan of his movement from since he was in high school. So to see him come this far, it was something, it's just like something I've been rooting for, because I root for all the Houston artists as well. You know, not just my own. So I'm the president of the fan club of Houston artists. Out of all the rappers, there's fans of Houston rappers. I'm the president. I'm the number one fan.
I'm not only a client. I'm the player president.
Yeah. See, I missed that. I can honestly say I missed the whole Travis Scott wave.
Same thing here. But I met him like around 2014, 15. And I met him with Key West.
You say you met him?
I met him with Key West. Okay. And I took a picture with him because I didn't know of him. But Key West was like, yeah, man. Okay, he's got so with the, and I was like, all right, let me get a picture.
So you got it good. 2000. Then I got... The Travis Scott I see was a Travis Scott I never got a chance to meet. Super Hollywood ain't taking no pictures because he's that big. Yeah. Because one picture causes a million pictures.
Right.
Right? So that's the Travis I'm seeing now. I didn't get to see like the Travis DePaul knew that was, here's my other, even the Travis that you seen, right? Where you could take him, meet him.
Oh, well, this was in the studio, so it was different environment.
But I'm saying, but he's to the level to where he's superstardom.
Dude, he's...
This is, you got... Star, you got superstar.
Well, it tripped me out because he sent me a direct message on Twitter, like, you know, about maybe 2.5 years ago.
Right.
And he was sending me a SoundCloud link. And then, you know.
2 years ago. Wow.
A year or year, 2 years ago. And then I was like, oh, man, that's dope. But you know, me with music, I'm like.
Just for historical purposes, Travis Scott's first album came out in 2013, which I was on, by the way. Shout out to the big homie Travis Scott for putting me on.
Can we get that remaster and put him back on there now?
Yeah, can I license that song?
No, we'll probably sue the shit out of him.
No, just to put him in historical perspective. His first album came out in 2013, okay? So it's 2018. We five years in the game right now. So that's what's up on that. And I'm pulling up right now okay, here you go.
What are you, Wikipedia?
Yep.
Look at him.
Nah, I'm looking at Google. Then the second album was Days Before Rodeo, 2014. Then he put out Rodeo in 2015. Then Birds in the Trap Scene, Brian McKnight, 2016. Then Astroworld, 2018. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I went and saw him at the Toyota Center when he came with Kendrick Lamar. He put on a great show.
He got 6 albums out. Not including all the hits
the
he did.
Tapes and
production,
all that.
Yeah, and the production he did for other artists. So, you know, 2013, I remember being in Fourth Ward watching this video come on, and they playing that bitch on BET back to back to back to back to back. I remember that, man.
I think this just speaks to, like, the humbleness of Paul, too.
Yeah.
And the sense that...
How much are you paying us for to say you're humble, Paul?
Nah, Paul's always been that way, bro.
I'm gonna tell you.
I think he forgets sometimes.
No,
bro,
he's always been cool with everybody, man. That's one
thing.
You're
a star, too. You know what I'm saying? You a celebrity or you a star, too. These are your peers.
Paul,
you know what I'm saying? Like, these are your Paul's peers.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not like...
This is a song y'all gonna remember from his first album, Upper Echelon.
I've heard of that song.
I don't know. How does it go?
That's from Jay-Z, isn't it?
With 2 Chainz and T.I.
Oh, T.I., yeah.
I'm gonna play. When you hear it, you're gonna know for sure. Let me see if there's another one on you. No. Dance on the Moon, that's the one with me. And Theophilus Lonely.
Now, which one was it against? In case y'all didn't hear it, which one was it?
And Quintana with Wale. You remember that? Oh, you heard that for sure. Watch when I play this up.
Maybe.
I might not know him by name, but maybe
I
heard him.
Know.
Because I'm gonna tell you, that's one thing. When I was working at the station, I would tune out music just so I would focus on what I was doing.
I don't have a Travis Scott song on my playlist except for the new one.
No, the other one.
Matter of fact, my dumb ass didn't even know. I had to ask Paul on fucking Halloween. At the Halloween party.
That's the rooster.
I had to ask him at the Halloween party what the song was with Drake. What is that?
That's dope.
That's how out of here. Yeah, that bitch was jamming. I said, I'm going to go put that on. That's Travis Scott. Oh, shit. I'm going to put. I just let you know how far I can move.
Where are you going over there? You going back to the foreign pole? That sound like me eating. All right,
yeah, version. No shit. Can you speed it up, son?
Huh? Man, you gotta stop playing though, man, because we ain't got money to be paying for these royalties, bro.
You been longer than 20 is it 10 seconds?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard that song before. Nah, I ain't never heard it.
Never.
I ain't never heard that.
But see, I'm gonna tell you, it's like you were saying.
To say, he had a great show, great turnout, good weekend. I think he got honored the day after.
I fucked the song because I didn't play the intro for 2 minutes and I skipped ahead.
Well, see, that's why I get turned off with songs. When they're like a 2 minute intro, I'm like, man, I'm next, you know?
I think that's a video. That's probably why it was a visual. So I don't think the real song is actually like that.
And it's a remix with it.
But that, even Sicko Mode, they switched it up and playing it on the radio.
Well, that's how the song's made, though.
No, because Drake's verse is on their,
how it starts off and then it changes.
Yeah,
that's the actual song.
No, but the Drake's verse is like on the same beat as Travis Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how it changes beats. On
yeah, because you know Drake starts out slow.
Right. Yeah. 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 All right, Paul. God damn.
Paul.
That music is Paul, guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Paul's feeling very generous.
A song I don't. Paying all that heard money. Of and, have you heard it too late?
Yeah.
I had heard of it, but I had never heard
you
the
heard?
Song.
I guarantee you I heard that. I guarantee I heard
no,
that.
No, most
song.
People
it
have.
It was a big song with 2 Chainz and T.I.
I didn't even
I'm
know Sicko Mode, so that just tells you I probably
Sicko Mode
know.
Is dope. I like Sicko Mode, you know.
Bro, see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why him doing this put it into perspective for us.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this stuff, it flew over our head or off the radar that we didn't really get to see. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. See, we ain't paying for it, but we paying for the ad, though.
We're promoting them, so get don't that. Charge us.
We do not own the right.
Yeah. This is our ghetto interview with Travis Scott. Oh.
You heard the song? I have not heard that song. What song? You got the same song?
Quintana.
Quintana?
This is the one I used to play on BET all the time.
I didn't watch BET either.
I stopped
that
watching.
New music just wasn't for me. I wasn't into that.
But see,
I'm old than a motherfucker, man.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's just that we didn't watch where he was getting played. Like we said, BET.
Right, yeah, because I didn't watch BET. Like once, like BET
stopped playing videos
BET
and all that.
Ago, right when they started doing all the like the MTV TV shows and start showing the. I used to watch BET to watch the game, bro.
Nah, see, I never watched that.
I mean, watched that. Yeah, it was
because I've always been like one of those. Oh man, I'm tired of all those shows. I want to see music videos because that's
bro,
what it was.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't. If you told me right now, bro, $1 million, if you could just name one song in the top five, I swear to God, I'm gonna just say Sicko Mode.
Cardi B.
Just assume.
Cardi B.
Or man, yeah, I'll say something like that.
Oh,
like
I'm gonna
a
say,
Cardi B.
Ducky,
but
ducky,
you ain't heard the new Maroon 5 song
ducky.
With what's his name?
Nope.
I seen a video where he like going around in circles and they keep switching the girls out.
Who? Maroon 5.
The dude. What's the dude name?
Oh, Adam Levine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what they have? It's
like rotating.
The girls are changing races.
Yeah,
I did see that. Yeah,
yeah.
I saw the video. That bitch is jamming.
I think that's the number one song right now.
It is.
I think
I saw the video. Yeah, that's
also,
a dope ass video.
Travis Scott actually got a few songs in it right now. He got like 3 songs in the top 10.
Paul, you should have stayed at the concert and watched them if you want to hear a concert.
if you aren't getting any of your messages to Travis Scott.
Hey, you want the Travis Scott news, hit your boy up. I know all the Travis Scott news.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong, man. Hey, so this is my question to y'all right now.
At security, Shell Paul, FYI, yesterday when he tried to get a picture with Travis.
He said, get out of here.
Damn, okay.
He said, get out of here, and then we ain't got a picture. See, if he would have had a tattoo on your face, I would have said, come here, post. Come on, take this
picture. Okay, look, okay, Metro Boomin, Not All Heroes Wear Capes, number one. That's what's up.
Oh, damn.
Lady Gaga, number two. Stars Born, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, these are albums, not songs, my bad.
Yeah. So
shout out Metro Boomin. What's up,
baby? My question is, do y'all think it's going to do another, is it going to be a yearly fest now?
Yeah, from what I understand, that's what I think they said it was, which is, that's what's up. Thank You Next, Ariana Grande's number one. Girls Like You, that's something I'm talking about, Maroon 5.
Well, Girls
Sicko
Like
Mode, Travis Scott, number three. Happier, Marshmello, and what's his name?
That's my homie, Marshmello.
In Bastille.
Somebody send me a text message about some Marshmello.
Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams is number 5. Okay, you heard of that. Halsey, Without Me, she's number 6. Post Malone, Better Now, number 7. Kodak Black, with Travis Scott, Z's.
Damn.
On that Z shit. Sheck West, Mo Bamba, number 9.
Mo Bamba.
Hey, bro, I just listened to that for the first
okay.
time.
I never
number
heard.
10,
I just,
you know.
The name was not.
I just. Well, you know, he's not. The name is the name of a basketball player.
And Sheck West was performing yeah. at Astroworld Fest, so shout out to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a. He's a. That's. So the guy, Sheck West, played on the same basketball team as the guy, Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
Who's also. So right now, Mo plays. He played 1 year at UT.
Yeah.
And he plays for the Orlando Magic. He was the number 6 pick in the draft.
Yeah.
So he said that when he was in high school, he told, I think he was in high school, but he told the his teammate, Sheck West, like, hey, bro, because he knew he rapped. Like, man, I've done everything. Like, man, just drop my name in a song. Right.
Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba.
Bada by lot of Mo Bamba. Bada by lot of Mo Bamba. Necesita.
Back to the, so you know it's coming. Alex Bregman, that's going to be our my song. Alex, we got the new song, Alex Bregman, coming soon.
Bro, you know he speaks Spanish. It tripped me out when I saw a show on Me Too or Mundos on MTV 3. Yeah. MTV 3. I saw Bregman doing interviews in Spanish and singing songs in Spanish and everything.
Yeah, he learned Spanish because he had so many Latin teammates and he wanted to be able to communicate with them.
Yeah.
So he actually just learned it. He didn't know it.
No, this was like right after they won the World Series.
No, what I'm telling you though. Like, but he didn't, it's not something he knew.
Yeah.
He took the time out to actually learn it.
Okay. But back to the, sorry to cut you off, but back to number 10 and we're going to cut it, is Drip Too Hard. You heard that. Drip too hard, catching my get round off this wave.
So many songs that say drip now.
Drip
it's
too
like,
hard,
that
don't
on?
Stand too close, you're going to fuck around and drown off
oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
wave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you heard that. Okay, that so you heard, like, which is Lil Baby and Gunna. You heard that, you heard Mo Bamba, right?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay,
one.
You heard the on that Z shit, the Kodak Black with Travis Scott on the hook.
Yeah,
You ain't never heard that?
I don't like Kodak Black. I'm not a fan at all.
But have you heard it though? Okay.
I don't even.
Because if it would have came on, I ain't gonna lie. It may have came across, but I cut that shit off.
I only heard that Kodak Black one, like,
What about, what about Post Malone Better Now? You heard Better Now?
Sounds like Beto Now. You give me free advertisement, bro. You give me free advertisement.
I bet you I have heard Post because I like Post. I like Post Malone. Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
Hey, so now that you're talking about Post Malone, did you see Post Malone and somebody else teamed up to give away a Bentley?
No.
Now they're giving away a Bentley. It was like a contest that they're doing. So,
bro, I saw jamming. NBA YoungBoy had a couple of songs. I didn't know it was him. He had a couple of songs that I liked. I thought were pretty cool.
Bro,
you know who jamming away before I not cut you off? That kid, Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, that's another one. So that's why I asked you, have you heard that? So you heard Post Malone.
I heard
you heard Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, I heard Lucid. That motherfucker jamming.
Heard Sicko Mode, right?
I heard Sicko Mode.
Okay, you heard the Maroon 5 song, Girls
yes.
Like You? Okay.
Well, I saw the video, so I did
that's
hear the
six.
Song.
And number one is Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. I know you heard that.
I saw that one.
Who hasn't heard that?
That's in my playlist.
Nah,
like,
I ain't never heard
I
that.
Saw
that's
that
my
one.
Alarm.
I saw that one at the Taco Bell menu. Ariana Grande.
So Girls Like You, Travis Scott, Sicko Mode, Lucid Dreams, Post Malone, Better Now, Mo Bamba, and Drip Too Hard. So that's 6 out of 10.
But I'm a lot of Mo Bamba.
You ain't too bad. 6 out of 10. This is not top 10 rap. This is on the Billboard Hot 100.
I do the top 10 rap. Yeah. I guarantee you, my shit sucks. If you did top 10 rap,
you want to keep going there or you want?
Nah, man, let's check it, man. Because we trying to move on, and then you were trying to say something.
I forgot what the fuck I was saying.
Yeah,
I don't
you see.
Remember.
So bottom line is Travis Scott is
keeping
up there.
It on the music thing.
Yeah.
Travis did his thing, great. Whoop de doo
okay,
la la
okay.
la.
Let me ask.
Let's jump on something other than Travis for a second. Congrats to Travis again on everything.
No, I was gonna ask you that, Paul.
What?
Yeah. Also, man, let me just say this. Yeah, I'm for anybody who's gonna be like, Paul Wall on his nuts. Yeah, I am, but I'm on y'all nuts too. I'm on every rapper that come out of Houston nuts. Anybody who come out of here, I'm on Slim Thug nuts the same way. I'm on Zero nuts the same way. Lil Kiki, all of them. I'm just saying, like, I'm a fan of every one of these people. This, you know, and for the up and coming artists too, I'm rooting for y'all too. You know what I'm saying? You ain't none of y'all signed to me, so none of y'all don't act like I'm your responsibility. But I'm rooting for all the up and coming artists the same exact way.
Hey,
if I see y'all doing something good, I'm like, man, hell yeah,
we gonna support everybody from H Town. But don't get it twisted. support doesn't mean make you do your job.
I can't do the work for you.
Yeah.
So and while we on the subject, how many of y'all support me that way? But okay, now what you saying, Chile? What you was
not asking? Not to cut you off, Paul. So that seems to be the theme of the show today. Not to cut you off. Not to cut.
Hey, we're going to change the name of the podcast.
Hey, so I know you and Bregman were at the U of H game, football game. They won and everything. I know you're cool with Ed Oliver. We all cool with Ed. I'm not cool with him. I don't know him, but I support him. I'm rooling for him to succeed
and
everything.
Are you asking, did he fuck up? Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah. What is your thoughts on, do you think what that right there, that little tantrum, I call it a tantrum, that's just me, that he threw on Apple White, do you think that's going to cost him to go down a couple notch?
No, because he apologized.
But hold on,
let me answer this.
He apologized.
Let me ask you this question though. This family business, we keep that shit in house.
Yeah, you have it.
So is that what Apple White said?
No, I don't know.
Oh, that's Paul Wall's official response.
Yeah, that's my official response. That's family business. We keep that in house.
No, but honestly, well, you know, I'm just being devil's advocate here. Now, look, he hasn't been playing for the last, I don't know how many games.
3-4.
Yeah. So then you got to think, okay, you're not playing and you're being a distraction on the field during the game. So a lot of teams are going to look at that and be like, okay, so he's right now, we know that mentally he's not strong enough for this. That's what the teams look at.
Okay, I'm going to let Gu answer and then I'm answer.
What people were saying, and I'm going to say the experts were saying, right? This before he came out with his response.
What was I saying? Tell him what I was saying. The experts? No, never mind.
Definitely not Paul.
Definitely not me.
The experts were saying, the people.
I was at my daughter's birthday.
The people who actually predict the draft and stuff.
Yeah.
So they got him. He's dropped. Yeah, before, he's dropped. Even before.
From not playing.
Yeah, he was top three.
Yeah.
Now he dropped down, and this is just on the board. It's not the official board. This is just on their
predictions.
On the predictions.
Like fantasy football
predictions.
Right,
he's at six because he has not played. So one thing they're thinking of is, how is he handling this injury, right? He's not handling it
right
the way they would think. They're thinking, the reason being, you're not playing because you're quote-unquote hurt, which is cool, but then you're out there running, catching passes. Bro, that motherfucker was jumping. He's very fucking athletic. Yeah. He's over there, bro, catching passes like Hopkins. I mean, they like as a receiver, running out there, jumping up 7 feet in the air, catching that bitch with one hand in pregames.
Yeah.
And they're like, so we know now the only reason he isn't playing is because he doesn't want to play, which I understand because if he gets hurt again, he's going to slide down, not only because he's not playing, but because, shit, he's fucking hurt. And they're going to be like, man, this kid's injury prone.
So
right?
It's like a double-edged sword
on that
one. Yeah.
Now, the thing that really looked bad for him was the way he handled himself on the University of Houston sideline.
Yeah.
Because they told... they didn't have enough jackets. First of all, it's crazy that you don't have enough jackets for all your
budget player,
football players,
they
right?
They got to pay Apple.
That's crazy that they don't have enough jackets for everybody, whether you're playing or not. Yeah. But apparently, they didn't have enough jackets. They told...
Probably because Tillman Fertitta took all the money out that he was putting into. Now he's putting it into the Rockets.
So they took all the jackets, and the jackets are for players only.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't playing. He wasn't in the game. And at first, I'm like, man, they shouldn't have done that. But then I realized when you watch the video, it makes sense. They told everybody to take the jackets off if you're not playing. If you look, there's another man that was talking to him, to Ed Oliver.
Yeah, it was a trainer.
It was another coach.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the assistants. He told all the assistant coaches to tell all the people to take the jacket. Ed Oliver didn't want to take his jacket off. Mm-hmm. That's why the coach was trying to tell him, and he was looking at the guy. That's why
Applewhite
went over. Not because he said, oh, you take this. No, it's because he didn't want to take it off in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So I think what the NFL teams are looking at was like, okay, this kid thinks he's bigger than the team.
Yeah.
That's why the only reason I think it was going to hurt him until the next day, he did release a statement where he did apologize, and he said, the guy you saw is not me, right? That's not who I am. I made a mistake. I had a lapse in judgment because sometimes
he's a young kid too. Let's remember, he's a young kid.
But bro, that's even with anybody, right? Yeah. Like sometimes we feel we're more entitled than we actually are or should be.
Give me my beer.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me my motherfucking people's champ beer.
Or like going to a club and they telling you, hold up, we're gonna come. will get you in line. You're like, man, what the fuck I'm waiting in line for? Like, I should be, you should let me in right now.
You
right?
know who I am type
just,
of stuff.
Yeah, like shit like yeah. that. And I think he just had one of those moments. But again, he's young. He's about to be 50 fucking rich. And it blew
but
over.
Just remember, he's just a teenager. No, well, he's was he 20 now? 20 now? Yeah, 20. So but he's still a young man. He's still going to make mistakes.
I didn't like, man, I read an article. That, this is the only thing I didn't like. He did an article because he's a hometown kid. Yeah. You know? They asked him what one regret that you have in life so far. You know what he said his regret was? Not going to LSU.
Hey, I completely, bro, if he was at LSU right now, but, you know the star he would be?
Okay, no, he wouldn't. No, well, they he, said would that. He they be, said would he wouldn't be the biggest star?
I don't know, bro. That man, I don't know about his ascension to success, but to LSU where he's at has, now,
they boy. Did, when he said that, they did an article and was just like, he probably could would have got lost in the shuffle because yeah. LSU has guys that are bigger than him, just as fast as him. At you, he would have been drafted still.
I saw something though that said he was the only player ever who was like a top three recruit to stay home and go to their school when the school wasn't a big what you call it.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I'm telling you, when he chose U of H, people said he was crazy. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie,
but it worked out for him.
Alabama, right? But that's the thing.
But think about it though.
He totally.
If he was at Alabama right now, if he was at LSU right now, if he was at one of these schools, bro, he would be an icon.
He would be
Zion right now in football.
No, he wouldn't.
He could be another Jalen Hurst.
There you go. Lost in the shuffle.
Jalen Hurst got. He wasn't.
And that Tua.
Okay. And that Tua came. Okay. Give us your answer. Give us your answer.
Okay. Now this is my take on the whole situation.
Yeah.
The U of H situation.
The U of H situation.
The Thursday night game thing.
That Thursday night game, first of all, was on ESPN.
Yeah. Yep.
It was senior night at U of H, which, I mean, I wouldn't give a fuck about, but if you know, and when you That's in it. School, at school, is a big thing. Yeah. You know, like, but it's not like, oh, we got to go at senior night. You know, I didn't graduate. I wasn't a senior. I was a junior. When they got junior night, let me know I'm showing up.
Did you see the college reference he made from Kanye? I didn't go to Hill, man.
But also, okay, that game was on ESPN.
Yeah.
We only lost two games. Although we're not going to the college football playoffs, we probably are going to
SMU lost, so that's good.
We're probably going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
So we're still looking good for the team. Bro, that stadium was so empty, bro. That's the first thing I got to say.
That's Houston.
That's the first thing
though,
I got to say, man. That stadium was so empty. The second thing I got to say about this Ed Oliver situation was I brought Alex Bregman to a U of H game, bro. So any U of H fan out there got something to say to me about rooting for any other team or going to another school that U of H don't ever play, let me remind y'all, man, I brought Alex Bregman to U of H.
Time out, Paul.
Not
so that's all I got to say about the situation.
Now it's all about Paul now.
Right now it is, man, because I got something to say. Man, you know.
This dude did not even answer the guy. I'm thinking he really for the answer. I'm curious to see how this is going to go.
That's what I got to say. Man, I brought, bro. Think about it, bro.
He ain't going
to
answer this question. What he's trying to say. Applewhite. And then his team, Ed Oliver.
No, what he's trying to tell you. What he's trying to tell you.
No.
ESPN don't show no love to Bregman because he brought Bregman. They should have put him on the
side. No, they put me. They put. No, I ain't saying that at all. I'm talking about I'm just saying, like, if you look at, I went to school at U of H.
Yeah.
I made a song for U of H. I got Bun B and Slim Thug to do a song with me for U of H when we had Case Keenum and Kevin Sumlin as our coach back in those days. Also, I mean, I've been rooting for all the players, not just on football, basketball, the rappers that have come out of there, the producers that have come out of there, the people in all walks of life, man. You know, I definitely, you know, I show love to a lot of people, but for sure, man, I heard Sylvester Turner say one time, you know, I cheer for this school, but, you know, I scream and shout and jump up and down for U of H. And that's how I feel, man. That's my school I went to. I might root for these other schools when I see them doing good around Texas or whatever, but U of H, I mean, I scream and shout and jump up and down. So, and I told my boy Alex Bregman this too. I told him when he brought me to the LSU game, he's like, man, come to LSU, Alabama. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna go check that out. That shit looked like it was gonna be live. That shit was off the chain.
Okay, Walter, Paul. Huh? Why you go to a game with Bregman, but you won't come out with us, man? We invite you places, man.
Damn.
What game you asked me to come to?
My little nephew's game, nope. Friday night. tonight.
Invite me to a game. I'm coming, baby. Yeah, I'm ready.
What you doing Saturday?
Let's do it. Let's go. Who we playing?
He's playing at the NRG. He's played for Hastings, and they made the playoffs, and they won the first playoff game.
Let's go.
They did win?
They won.
Oh, shit.
And they're playing. They're playing this Saturday.
What was the final score?
I think it was... they were up by 2 touchdowns, so it was
Hastings got a squad.
38 to like 20 something.
Okay, but back to me bringing Alex Bregman. I'm just saying.
I want to talk about something.
You look at the things I done did for the school, man. Tekashi, you know, this
6'9".
So do we need to give you an honorary member degree from U of H?
Yeah, man, I need an honorary degree. And it's going to say thank you for bringing Alex Bregman.
Dr. Paul Wall brought Alex
Bregman. I'm going to let y'all talk, man.
Alex,
we talking about something important now. We talking about me bringing Alex Bregman to U of H. Hold on. Let's give him some proper respect.
You got to say it right. You got to say it right. Dr. Paul Wall for bringing Big Daddy Bregman to U of H.
I told Alex, too. I said, hey, bro, hey, I'm going to be the man after I bring you, man. Yeah, so, yep, I brought Alex Bregman.
He's on sicko mode right now.
Yeah, I'm sicko mode.
No, but, okay, so, you know what? I didn't see the apology that he did at Oliver, but... like, you know, I know a couple alumni friends of mine were upset about that, but we also not forgetting, dude. We forgot that the dude is young, you know. He's on the field. Of course, he's going to show some emotions, stuff here and there. It's his first mistake. He's going to learn from it. Hopefully, you know, it won't happen again. And I just hope that he doesn't go down. I mean, he's still going to get drafted first round.
You know, I wouldn't be mad if he fell down to whatever place the Texans were and the Texans drafted him.
I wouldn't be mad at
that either.
What
pick do we get? Do we know yet? That's what we need to know.
I don't even know if we have a pick, first round pick.
And if that's the case, then, you know, we want him to do good. But can you imagine, though? Can you imagine, though, like, I mean, I'm assuming he wants to play so bad right now.
But
so to see your team out there and you wanted to go.
But just, I'm just saying. He could be on the field. That's
imagine them type of emotions that it would stir up in you if you want to be on that field. But you think about the rappers that were at the Travis Scott show that didn't get to come on stage.
Wait, so let me ask you this, though. So you're saying that you think.
I don't think Texans would draft him.
Who?
Ed Oliver.
Because of the coach?
They didn't draft Vince Young when he was available.
Which
they passed him up.
But was that did you think that was the right decision now? Think about it.
Who did we end up getting? Merciless?
Mario Williams?
No, we got Mario Williams.
Oh, okay.
Because it was a Reggie Bush.
We got more
Reggie Bush, Vince Young, Mario Williams.
We got more use out of Mario Williams than we would have gotten.
Come on now, let's keep it 100.
No, but I do say Vince was good and he came back and showed out after that. So, but what I'm saying is the Texans don't always seem like I was shocked when they drafted Watson to begin with. I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I was shocked that they drafted him because I never thought that the Texans would ever draft a black quarterback.
We had one moon, man. We wanted a first.
No,
first
I said Texans. I didn't say Oilers.
Same organization.
I said Texans. You know,
same city, same organization.
No, because we ran them out of here like Tennessee Oilers. You know what I'm saying? That's them Tennessee Oilers. But my thing is, I don't think they would draft them. I don't think so. Because we got
I remember when we were 0-3 and we started the tank for Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who started,
well,
but we were definitely
right
down
there.
With it. We were down with it.
That shows you that they didn't want him.
I don't know who salute to whoever started that, but we were definitely down with that.
But you know what? The funny thing.
Things have changed, haven't they?
The crazy thing
whole
is,
out of cookie crumbles.
The crazy thing is, I think the Texans should get an offensive line. That's what we need to focus on because we got the other players, but I hope everything goes right for Ed Oliver and everything. So, man, you know what, man? Thanksgiving. What's y'all's favorite food that y'all looking forward to eating?
Hey, man, listen, man. We're not going to let this shit go without talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine going to jail, man.
Oh, okay. I forgot about it. I didn't think about it.
Guy's locked
so
up.
So what happened? This just happened, right?
It happened last night? Happened last night. He fired his management team a couple of days before. He said they was taking money from him.
You think it's related? And like him firing them, him going to jail? Like maybe
his management went to jail too.
The same people he fired?
Yeah. The guy. Like his manager. He fired the booking agency. He fired everybody basically.
His whole management team.
The whole team.
He fired Treyway too?
That's the guy I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
So that's his manager.
I'm thinking you're talking like.
Apparently he didn't have him on anything on paper. Quote, supposedly. Supposedly he has nothing on paper with Tekashi. Right, because, but anyway, last night.
So he was booking them and making money off of them.
He was making a lot of money, yes. But last night they got, they arrested the Treyway guy, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and then the guy that got shot with.
Yeah, it was four men that got arrested. Yeah, Tekashi, Treyway, the guy that got shot by during the altercation at the record label stuff, and then somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who the fourth person was.
Okay, let me say this. I'm thinking, do you think
15 minutes of fame?
Maybe. No, I'm not saying that.
No, I think so.
But do you think maybe he fired his management to try to, maybe him and Treyway got together and was like, hey, look, they about to get me. So look, I need you to publicly fire me so that they won't come after you.
Nah.
Some shit like that.
At that point, it was too late. Because they're being charged with RICO.
Now,
that's what I'm saying. Like maybe that's why he fired them to try to get out of being a part of that.
There's no way though, because what they built the case already. They don't come get you until know your involvement.
So it was an investigation with the FBI, NYPD, and Homeland Security. So those were the three organizations that.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they say even if he gets out,
he's going for violating probation.
If he does post bond on the federal case on that, on that part, that the judge now has right, and they were saying they're 99% sure that. He's going to go to jail.
Well, remember, the judge that gave him probation came back later and said, I wish I would have given him jail time.
Is that the judge in Houston?
No, the one for the child molestation.
So what about the judge in Houston?
He hasn't dealt with that.
No, that's done. He paid the guy off.
Oh, okay. And then they dropped the charges?
Took a picture with him.
Yeah, right.
Take a picture with him.
He said, oh, damn. Man, I wasn't choking him. I was just giving him a headlock. I was putting him on the cross-faced chicken wing.
He paid him off. They settled. They settled out of court, so he dropped everything.
The first thing that comes to mind is, this is, all new artists that are out there, just be careful how much business you put out there, because you never know who is why. When you say Homeland Security was involved, they got some all different departments. They searching for Obama. I mean, Osama.
Yeah,
it's like they searching for
terrorists.
Yeah, they searching for some terrorists. Yeah. Shit, they looking for Bin Laden, and okay, they got the different departments together.
So it's like
that's serious, man. You never know who's watching, bro.
He was on the interview at the Breakfast Club last week, and he said the only two things he feared was God and the FBI.
He should have said the FBI, Homeland Security.
No, but he was CIA, already dropping hints. I think he already knew what's going to happen, because he already knew. If he's dropping hints, I only feel God in the FBI. On the interviews before, man, I don't feel nothing. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm ain't nobody gonna get me, And now that they got him, I feel sad, but we expected. It was just a matter of time. We all knew he was gonna either end up in jail or dead. That's the path that he was heading, and he wasn't listening to any people that were telling him, hey man, you need to slow down, you need to chill. Because they were looking at it as hate, So now that he's got into that, I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel sad or nothing.
Bobby Shmurda, he's in jail for organized crime.
Yeah, right? and nobody was.
But they went to jail for racketeering too. And it's only because he was part of the GS gang, right? And he had known affiliation with it and he screamed it out. Yeah. He personally wasn't charged with murders. Because some people are doing a lot more time than him that fail.
Yeah.
That's why when and I'm not even a fan of Charlamagne like that, but he told Tekashi the smartest stuff when he told him, like, man, do you know you're heading down? And this was a long time ago.
Yeah, he was.
The first interview, he said, do you know that you're your own worst enemy? You're going to end up like Bobby Shmurda. Like, why do you not understand what you're doing and all the stuff you're doing, you're publicizing it, and you're going to go to jail one day behind this? You're going to end up dead in jail.
Yeah.
He ended up in jail being charged with the same thing that, not because they're saying he did something, but because of his affiliation.
He was a part of it, a part of the organization.
His affiliation with all that, hanging with these people and all this. You're part of the crew. You get arrested, racketeering, RICO, organized crime. They pulled guns from, because remember they went to his house and they found guns.
Yeah.
Okay. Interstate commerce. I don't know what the hell none of that stuff means. If they were selling dope or some. Anyway, him screaming out whatever the gang and stuff, that's what they're saying.
You're promoting.
People don't understand. If it's three or more people involved in the crime, like if it's just us three and we're working together and we moving.
Shit, I'm just the long guy. If they come in here right now, I'm the lone guy, sir. I'll get some of my beer break.
And they stealing.
I'm here to fix the grills.
They can charge us with organized crime. I'm here to fix the grills.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy,
because all they need is three or more people. Like, my brother got charged with organized crime.
Damn.
That's a lot, bro. That shit.
For slinging tacos?
2 years.
Slinging tacos?
Slinging tacos for his taco truck.
So which judge was it that recently barred him from saying Treyway or something like that? Didn't something?
That was the judge that.
In New York, the same.
The same judge.
That gave him the probation?
Yeah, he could not say, he couldn't say Treyway.
Wait, I thought Treyway was the manager.
That's his Treyway. Name, but in that...
Treyway is a name. Treyway ENT.
Or...
Treyway, there's Treyway Entertainment, which is the name of the actual record label.
Yeah.
Treyway is also the name of a blood gang in New York.
Ah, okay.
Treyway, so when they were saying Treyway, if you see, he just didn't say
Treyway. I thought Treyway was a producer or something.
No, every time
you know
he
said
Treyway,
producer says that.
I thought so too. I thought the manager Shoddy.
Well, I don't want you to.
Was saying
Treyway. We're not going to say it no more. We don't say it because we don't want the judge to come and get us and say that we're promoting it. You know,
that
we're
word,
just reporting the news, people. We're not promoting any gang violence or anything.
But nah. So it's crazy. But anyway, end of the story. I mean, end of the day.
Charlamagne called him out. A lot of people were in his ear telling
him, day,
"You're going to end up bad."
If I could have put some money on that, I'd have definitely put up some money that
I thought he was going to get coming. Shot. I thought he was going to get shot.
Either that, or he wound up in jail. I thought he was going to end up in jail, not for this, but I thought he would violate his probation. I said, this kid, he's going to violate his probation some kind of way.
Well, you know what, man?
If he accidentally say Treyway or he accidentally, because you can't do nothing, bro.
Yeah. It sucks.
Because then you saw when he got into it with the guys in L.A. the night he got shot at, right?
Yeah, with the record label people.
No,
you're talking about the Kanye West, the video shoot with Kanye West and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, the video shoot, they shot the video up.
Yeah.
But the day before, but he was in California. The day before, he got into it with one of YG's homeboys.
Oh, yeah,
and they wouldn't let him
in
the Comic Con.
Yeah, I remember that.
Or
whatever.
Is it Comic Con?
Yeah,
Complex Con?
Complex Con. There you go. Complex Con. They wouldn't let him in.
It's just one of those things, man. You know what? It's coming to an end for him, his career-wise. If he makes it out of here, we know he either...
I mean, he got some hell of... Whoever his lawyer is...
He's leeching.
We need to find out who the hell he is.
But at the end of the day, man, you know what? He is a father, so I feel bad for his kid. You know what I'm saying? Because that's taking some of the income for the kid, you know? So that's kind of bad. But at the same time, it's like, hey, dude, he was warned many times. He had many opportunities. If he didn't learn from it, that's his ass.
It's just so sad to see him, to see anybody come out of nowhere. Like, his name wasn't even in our vernacular. It wasn't in our vocabulary a couple years ago.
Oh, no, what? I thought you said binoculars.
but just to see anybody come from nowhere like that, you know, and all of a sudden he's worldwide, and at the level he's at, with the level of success he's at, for it to all possibly be over is sad to see, man. I hate to see that.
Man, all I'm going to say to you, Tekashi, don't drop the soap.
Got quiet.
All right, with that, we're going to let it go, man. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Y'all have a safe one. Hey. What's y'all's favorite Thanksgiving food?
A Big Mo double cup.
Okay, Big Mo double cup. I didn't know that was a dessert food.
It's a Thanksgiving food. It's a weekday food.
Turkey for me, man. I like fried turkey. Man.
Fried turkey's good.
My brother's been making them turkey, bro.
I'm gonna say, man, I think my favorite thing I just discovered is pumpkin pie cheesecake. It is awesome. I went and bought two.
Why don't you just eat the pumpkin pie then?
Man, you got to have the cheesecake though. The crust is different.
Oh, it is?
And you know, and it's cheesecake, so you put it in the refrigerator and it's going to be kind of like cheesecake. Mm. So I like it. It tastes like pumpkin pie basically, but you know, it's got the cheesecake in it. So I went and bought two of those. Shout out to my homeboy Ernesto over there at the Lubies and Cinco Ranch. But
what's up?
You know what, man? That's why I ain't being with a family. So everybody, I wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Everybody from here, Chile and the Champ Show, we wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. Don't drink and drive. Paul, you're going to be at the White Oak Music Hall this Wednesday.
H-Town, on Thanksgiving night, Thursday. It's the...
Thursday?
Yep. It's Thanksgiving night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's... And it's for sure, it's H-Town Thanksgiving. Myself, Zero, Slim Thug, I think Lil Kiki, Lil Flip.
Hold up now.
And like, I don't know who, maybe some, you know, it's H-Town All-Star event, so it's going to be a lot of H-Town All-Stars. You know, it's going to be going down, so we'll see you.
You're going to have the Oiler Mob merchandise out there?
We're going to have the Oiler Mob merch there. We're going to have CDs, all of that, hard to find. If you want that hard copy, we got a few hard copies of our last few releases. You know, we're going to be there in full effect.
Thanksgiving Thursday, you releasing, you're dropping your music.
My new mixtape is coming out, Frozen Face Volume 1 with my boy DJ High Seas, dropping on Thanksgiving. It's a bunch of flows, so you know, something to rock out to on Thanksgiving, man. Jam that.
Yeah, so rock out with your cock out. All right, man. We wish y'all happy Thanksgiving, man. We out. Peace.
Peace.